Today's gospel brings us closer to the feast of the establishment of the Eucharist. And in today's gospel, Jesus with his disciples declared to them that one of them was going to betray him. And Judas, being the guilty one, even asked the same question like others, "Is it I, Lord?" And Jesus answered, "You have said so." And one thing I want us to reflect about today is about Judas's attitude. Judas betrayed Jesus. Like Peter, he refused Jesus in his own way. But one thing about Peter is that Peter trusted in Jesus and in God's mercy. But Judas, even after his betrayal, did not trust in the mercy and the forgiveness of God. He suffered from despair. He did not understand that God, who has mercy on everyone, could actually have mercy on him. He failed to trust in the mercy of God. Sometimes we too, we can fall in that same category in some way. When we come and confess our sins, and 20 years after, we are still confessing the same sins, we fail to trust that those sins were forgiven in that sacrament of reconciliation. So it's a wake-up call for each and every one of us that if we trust in the love and in the mercy of God, we should trust fully and entirely into his mercy, trust in his forgiveness, that if we come to that confessional with our open hearts and confess our sins to God, he forgives them. He will always forgive us. So during this season, as we come to confess our sins, may we trust in God's mercy, because he is always, always forgiving. Amen.